说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello there, newbies. This is Chinese Pod coming to you from Shanghai, China. My name is Ken Carroll.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
Now, Jenny, we're going back in time today.
Yes, back we are.
Time, back to the 80s, to be precise.
Oh, the glorious 80s.
Yes, when I was but a boy.
When I looked up to people with hairspray and shoulder pads.
Awesome. Now, we're going to hear some music from that era, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is great. And,
a hugely popular Chinese pop song in the 80s.
From the 80s, that's right.
It has that signature 80s, too.
Well, the interesting thing is that the first time I visited China was probably, in fact, it was in 1988. And let me tell you, we're talking, you know, 20 years now. And
it was a different world.
It was a completely different universe. Mm. I mean, there is no comparison.
Yes. So if you want to know what that was like,
we're going to give you a taste of that.
Yeah.
There's a word that occurs here throughout this dialogue that it was a word that you often heard in those days. We'll talk about why you often heard that in a few minutes. But yeah, let's sit back and listen three times to the 1980s Shanghai. In fact, not just Shanghai, anywhere in China.
China, yeah.
Dialogue, first time.
有没有啤酒？
没有。
有没有可乐？
没有。
有没有水？
没有。
好吧，再见。
Second time。
有没有啤酒？
没有。
有没有可乐？
没有。
有没有水？
没有。
好吧，再见。
Third time。
有没有啤酒？
没有。
有没有可乐？
没有。
有没有水？
没有。
好吧，再见。
I loved that song. 冬天里的一把火。
Yes, quite a song.
A fire in winter.
Wow.
Anyway.
Indeed.
That wasn't the main point of
the
lesson.
Well, that was the 80s for you. All right, well, let's have the translation because this is very true to life in my experience.
有没有啤酒?
Do you have any beer?
有没有啤酒?
Do you guys have beer?
有没有啤酒? 没有。
No.
没有。
Nope.
没有。有没有可乐?
Do you have Coca-Cola?
有没有可乐?
Do you have cola?
有没有可乐? 没有。
Nope.
没有。
No.
没有。有没有水?
Do you have water?
有没有水?
Do you have any water?
有没有水? 没有。
Nope.
没有。
No.
没有。好吧，再见。
Okay, well, goodbye.
好吧，再见。
Okay, bye-bye.
好吧，再见。
Why does this sound like a Monty Python sketch?
Yeah. 没有。
没
有。
没有。Yo.
No. And the customer is so understanding. 好吧，再见。
Yeah. Do you have anything? Do you have anything in this department store? No. Oh, thank you. Goodbye. Bye.
Well, actually, it brings back memories of real life experiences for both of us.
It really does. It is hard to imagine the difference between, you know, modern day China and 20 years ago, because for a lot of reasons, you couldn't get anything anywhere. But again, we'll look at that a little bit more closely in a few minutes. Mm. That's the historical cultural background. Let's look at the language here, because it's really super
and frequency. It's timeless, right?
It sure
doesn't limit itself to the 80s.
Absolutely. So let's have a look at the first sentence.
有没有啤酒?
Now, let's take this from the back of the sentence. And the word is...
啤酒. And of course, we have to look at this word first.
Yes. And it is, in fact, the word for beer.
啤酒. Second and third tone.
Second and third.
Yeah.
Get it right.
啤酒.
All right. Now, you're asking the question. The verb to have, basically, is...
有,
third tone.
Yes.
Literally, it means to have.
Yep.
Now, the negative form of 有 is...
没有.
So 没有 means there are none, there is none, we do not have, in other words, any of those things. So to ask a question in Chinese, it is quite effective, actually, if you think about it. You just put the verb positive and the verb negative. It's like have, not have.
Yeah. 有没有.
Right?
Which is asking, do you have?
Exactly. 有, to have, 没有. The negative.
Is that doing multiple choices?
It is. It's kind of really efficient, if you think.
有没有.
Now, and then you put the noun in this particular case, it was...
啤酒.
So do you have any beer?
Right.
Obviously, this is, if we're going back to the 80s, this is a store or something, or state-run shop. And
there's no convenience stores or supermarkets back then.
No, it's just state-run shops or whatever. Now, so you go in and you asked, as you did in those days.
有没有啤酒?
Right.
Yes.
And the answer you get?
没有.
No.
The dreaded two words.
Yes.
没有.
None of that. Okay, well, I'll try something else. How about some cola?
有没有可乐?
Now, notice the pattern here is similar.
Yes.
有没有. Now, again, you can use 有没有 in any context when you're asking about sort of, you know, the existence of something. Does your interlocutor have such a thing? You can always frame it as
有没有.
Now, again, the case here was cola, and that is
可乐.
Now, you can hear the obvious transliteration here. 可乐. What are the tones on 可乐, please?
Third and fourth.
Let's hear it again, Johnny.
可乐.
Now, it's interesting because literally translated 可乐 would translate something like...
make happy.
Yes, can be happy.
Can be happy.
Exactly. 可乐, which is a nice way to translate cola.
Yes.
Right? 可乐. Now, 有没有可乐, do you have any cola?
没有.
Yeah. No.
So the person, gets to the basic water.
Yeah.
有没有水?
Well, do you have any water? 水. Third tone.
Yes.
Water. Of any stripe. Waters don't have stripes, but anyway. Of any stripe, any type of water. Drinking water.
有没有水?
Water.
没有.
Well, at least she's consistent.
I know. They're all very austere and consistent.
Exactly.
Back in the days.
They were, yeah. Well, he just gives up.
好吧,再见.
Now, 好吧 is when you're kind of resigning yourself to,
accepting the fact.
Yes, that there's just nothing to be had in this particular marvelously comprehensive department store. Yeah. 好吧. Well, thank you so much for all your help. 再见.
Very polite.
Yeah. Interesting. Let's listen three more times and then I'll tell you a couple of... And you can tell a few anecdotes about this
as well. Our shared experiences.
Yeah.
Welcome back to another installment of Chinese Pod Trivia. And the question for you is, for what test does ChinesePod offer preparation services for? Is it A, the polygraph, B, the colonoscopy, C, the HSK test, or D, the CAT scan?
The CAT scan?
Ooh, sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, the HSK test. That's right, ChinesePod will thoroughly prepare you to pass this rigorous test of proficiency in Chinese. ChinesePod.com/HSK.
Dialogue, first time.
有没有啤酒?
没有。
有没有可乐?
没有。
有没有水?
没有。
好吧, 再见。
Second time.
有没有啤酒?
没有。
有没有可乐?
没有。
有没有水?
没有。
好吧, 再见。
Third time.
有没有啤酒?
没有。
有没有可乐?
没有。
有没有水?
没有。
好吧, 再见。
Yeah, I mean, like 1988, you know, trying to get a train.
That was your first trip.
That was my first trip to China. And so, you know, you'd be in a train station or something like that. And you say, look, I want to get a ticket to Xi'an.
Mail.
What does that mean? Just mail.
So no tickets or no train?
Or no Xi'an. You know? Well, so I'll go to Beijing, mail.
Mail.
There's no Beijing. No, mail.
So you had to figure out everything for yourself.
You did. You really did. And, you had to sort of make your first stabs. My first stabs at communicating with him. But interesting, I don't know why. Well, it was the state-controlled things. There were no incentives, in fact. It
wasn't to work harder.
To work harder to do anything. Yeah. But this absolute, the attitude sometimes that people would, I guess they felt bored. They were standing there for hours every day doing essentially nothing, and they were like, don't bother me with your stupid questions. Of course we don't have tickets to Xi'an, How about you?
I remember even as a kid, I went to a stationery shop trying to buy a pen.
Yeah.
And I asked to take a look at the pen, and the sales lady asked me, well, are you going to buy or not? So the implication is, if you're not, then don't even bother me.
Oh, my God. So she wouldn't bother to open up the thing and take the pen out. So
And that was quite universal throughout
Absolutely.
China.
Then
it was how things were, and we didn't really think it was out of place. And now we've come such a long way, and we could even make jokes about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, certainly in Shanghai, you see that now.
It's a different world.
It's a different world. I have very fond memories from traveling in those days. It was very frustrating, and you'd meet foreigners who were sort of completely losing it.
So I really have a new level of respect for you, coming back and establishing a career.
Yeah.
In a country where you were traumatized to a certain extent.
Well, I mean, no, when I was in 1998, when at that stage after my visit and when I left, I never envisaged myself coming back to live here. That was just a trip. That was a Trans-Siberian trip, actually.
Oh.
And so,
you had no choice but to come to China.
I deliberately obviously chose to come to China, and it was one of those sort of great adventures, and it was fun for your diary and all. It was frustrating sometimes because you couldn't get a straight answer. And all sorts of funny things would happen. I mean, you couldn't go anywhere. You'd be followed and stuff like this. Or, you have to be careful who you speak to. And,
yes.
Or you'd go ahead, you'd call ahead to sort of Suzhou or something, like telling me when you're at a hotel. And they'd have a limousine pick you up and have a big banquet and charge you for it. You didn't ask for it. It's like, oh, my God. Anyway, the old days were fun. Anyway, you've got me reminiscing. See, it's hearing this song here. This is what took us back.
Yes.
Anyway, that was our slightly extended version of a lesson today because it took us down back to the old days. And
yeah.
I hope it was useful. Don't forget to go to ChinesePod.com and explore the links, the connections, the patterns.
And maybe your own experiences of China in the 80s.
Indeed. If you had any experience of China in the 80s, do share them with us on the conversation thread. Anyway, miss...
That's it from us.
Indeed. We'll
Take
be back
care.
Again tomorrow. Yeah.
再见.
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0849.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0849 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0849.